national language.
Do I need this?
Yeah. Okay. Congratulations on your opening match win. Can you describe your thoughts after this match?
Thank you. Is it working? It's okay. Yeah, it was very tough first match for me on clay. I think it's great that I managed to win. And working? Yes. Really happy with the win. It was a tough battle. First match on clay also. I needed a bit more patience also during the rallies and a lot of ups and downs. But overall happy with the win and looking forward for next match.
Elena, congratulations. In terms of preparation for the clay, you say it was obviously your first match, but you got here a little bit later than some of the other players and stuff, so I'm curious how comfortable do you feel right now as the clay season starts?
Well, of course we practiced. We had 1 week. I will say that physically I'm feeling fine. It's just a question of playing matches and just to switch your mentality and game plan for longer rallies and also serves, for example. I cannot always hit an ace and get 3 points, so it's just to switch the mentality a bit, have patience, but I think with the matches, like always, you're going to get just better and better.
I'm just curious, is it easy for you to stay focused on court over there where you are looking up and you see all those lights, the cars and the big screen and everything?
No, I usually into the zone, like it's been always my thing, and sometimes I actually need opposite to look at my opponent. Sometimes I'm too focused on myself, so I won't say that anything around distracts me.
Hi, Elena. You said that physically you're feeling great. How about mentally? Are you feeling absolute top confidence level, or is it somewhere else at the moment?
Well, of course I'm confident. I played so many matches. I mean, it's just, as I said, always on clay you kind of want to have a bit more, but I'm pretty confident in my game, and so yeah.
Elena, you played now against Veronica. It was number 4. Last 3 games you won also. What was surprised with her game today for you?
I mean, we played a lot of times, and it was always tough matches, so I won't say that a lot of things surprised me. It's just a matter of getting used to the clay, as I said, and here I would say it's special courts. So we both were serving well, and these moments when it's line or things like this, of course it's not easy, but I think we both played well, and I'm just happy that in the end I could turn it around, and even though I had these ups and downs, I was leading in the third set, lost a couple of games, but managed to win.
Elena, last year, obviously, the big win in Rome and good success on the surface. Did you feel as though that was a big boost to your confidence in being able to succeed on the clay and win big titles, whether it be, you know, 1,000s like Rome or Roland Garros? Did it not impact your belief because you already believe that you can do that?
Well, I always believe that I can play good on clay, and my actually first win on the WTA was on clay. It's just the season is quite short, and of course me, for example, I need a bit more time to get used, to adapt, to play some matches, but overall I think that I can play well on all the surfaces, and last year it was great tournament in Rome, and then French Open I actually feel also well there. I like the course. It's just I was unlucky with sickness, so I think I'm doing pretty well for now.
Yesterday I watched your practice and I saw the beginning you were working a lot without the ball. You were focusing on your movement around the court. I'm wondering if this is something that you are working at the moment in the transition from the hardcore season to the clay season, or is it something that you usually do when you are at the tournament?
No, of course, these kind of warm-ups we usually do, but now we prefer to do it on clay courts since we need to slide a lot, so to adapt a little bit. But yeah, I think that's the main focus, to slide, and this tournament is still, I think, preparation for the big ones.
As a follow-up to Courtney's question, I think of you as somebody who tends to prefer quicker conditions, Wimbledon champion, Australian Open finalist, etc. So when it comes to the clay, I'm thinking maybe Rome is not so much for Elena, maybe French Open not so much, and yet you won Rome. Do you have, of these sort of four tournaments with Stuttgart, Madrid, Rome, and Paris, is there one of the four that you think is best for you and you feel most confident on?
Well, it's tough to say. I like faster surface, and I think in Madrid it's quite fast. For now, I was not successful there, but I think that's a great tournament for me. I mean, Rome was nice, and as I said, French Open, I like the course. It's just the question of good preparation and be healthy, and then it all depends on you and, of course, on the opponent.
Back to the match today. Am I wrong saying that your inside-in forehand was pretty reliable, but the regularly long line wasn't?
Well, there is a lot of things I can say I could have done better, but I think for the first match it was still good, and there is a lot to work still, some details here and there, but I'm happy with the match.
Добрый день. В прошлые годы вы приезжали в Штутгарт после игр за сборную, долгого перелета, и чувствовали, наверное, себя не очень хорошо. В этом году вы за сборную не играли. Даст ли это какое-то, может быть, преимущество здесь?
Конечно, мне намного проще сейчас, потому что мы провели небольшую подготовку. В том году было сложно физически адаптироваться, и какие-то травмы небольшие вылезали от того, что очень много перелетов и не успеваешь подготовиться. Поэтому сейчас я надеюсь, что весь грунтовый сезон у меня пройдет более успешно, чем, может быть, в прошлом году.
Результат сборной расстроил вас?
Конечно, хочется победить. Жалко, что мне не удалось поехать. Где-то нужно жертвовать, потому что все-таки перелет очень долгий в Токио. Но я думаю, что ничего страшного, у нас есть все шансы.
Поможете там в плей-офф?
Здравствуйте. Хотел вас спросить, чувствуете ли вы особое давление, играя против русскоязычных девочек, и насколько принципиальны такие матчи для вас?
Даже не знаю. Для меня все соперники одинаковые. Конечно, с девочками из России я чуть ближе где-то общаюсь, но в целом нет никаких особых мыслей или предпочтений, с кем против кого играть.
Последний вопрос по поводу Олимпиады. Обсуждаете ли вы возможную пару? Какие у вас приоритеты?
Приоритет сфокусироваться на одиночке 100%. И посмотрим, как я буду себя чувствовать физически. Может быть, пара, но я думаю, что пока одиночка — это главный приоритет.